Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Johnny. It's JJ and Joanne from WOMC. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm exhausted from running all over Oakland County trying to find two damn bars of silver.
I totally heard about it. That is awesome, man. You having fun?
I'm having a blast, and I'm running into treasure hunters everywhere. Do you want to know where I've been, or is that going to be too much information?
No, I think that's okay.
Really?
Let's hear it.
All right, so the night before last, I was out at a National Historic Site. It's a farm north of Rochester. That's where I ran into, literally, a family of treasure hunters, which is what you wanted, to have family participation outdoors. It was great. They said they ran into four or five other groups of hunters at that same location. So I thought I'm on the right track, but to no avail, so I moved on. And then I went to Oxford. I won't disclose the location in Oxford. And then yesterday I went to Our Lady of the Lakes Church in Waterford. Gotcha.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Walled Lake Central High School. Now, these seem, for somebody listening in, all of this stuff seems really disparate, right? But there's a method to my madness here. And I got to tell you, Johnny, at three of the five locations I've been to, two of which were fellow hunters, and the last location I went to was a lady who signed up for the next hunt.
Yeah.
So I'm running into your hunters all over town.
That is so awesome, man. I'm glad everyone's out having some adventure and good time, you know?
All right, Johnny, what do you think? When we interviewed you before this started, you thought within a week people will find it. And I was like, a week? My gosh, how hard is this? Okay, well, it's hard because we're trying and we haven't found it, neither has anyone else. Are you expecting something soon? Do you feel like people are on the right track? What's going on?
Oh, man. You know, I'm getting overwhelmed with people trying to pull clues out of me or asking, hey, Johnny, am I in the right place? Am I here? Can you at least give me something? I'm like, you know, just, I said, it's just good that people are thinking outside the box. All I can say, you know?
All right.
And you will update the clues on Saturday if nobody has found it, correct? You're going to offer another clue?
Yeah. You know, I kind of like, you know, we try to be more personable and get everyone involved and kind of have like a vote. Hey, does everyone want a clue at Saturday or how about tomorrow? I'm just as excited as everyone else, man. I really want this thing to be found. I'm like pacing back and forth all day.
I bet.
Yes, I bet you are. Yeah. So, all right.
For everyone.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Is the actual treasure, like in this case, it's two bars of silver valued at about $4,200. They must have some heft to them, right? Are they the actual objects buried, or is it just a note to say you found it?
Oh, no. Two physical bars, 100 ounce each, and man, I was just looking at the price of silver. I mean, those bars are worth over $5,200 right now.
It's gone
so
up.
The longer the treasure hunt goes on, the more it's going to be worth. All right. I love it.
Right.
All right. Oh, this is so much fun. There is a GPS tracker on this thing, so you know if someone gets close to it, right? Like you get a ding on your phone or somewhere?
Yeah, it's been a little frustrating because, you know, there's some, you know, it's really rare. Because my other ones out there rarely ever go off because there's always animals around or underground.
Right.
They trigger in the sensor. This one seems like, first, like I put it, it seems like a lot of animals are tampering with it, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're thinking it's animals, not treasure hunters?
Yeah, well, I have to send scouts out to go check it out every time it goes off. Make sure, you know?
Yeah. All right. And by the way, we should just say this is the first of many. You're doing another one on the 15th, I believe, Saturday the 15th. Is that also in Oakland County?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's sold out already. And then you've got like Newaygo County and Mackinac and Macomb County. And how many of these all together can we expect?
There's going to be a lot. I don't like to, we thought about releasing a list of all the ones that where I buried them, but then I just get 1,000 questions a day about,
right. Yeah.
About the location. So I just,
one at a time. It's fun, but you can, plus you can milk this thing forever. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having so much fun, man. We just have the group of people we have, they're awesome. Like everyone is awesome in there.
Well,
right. Well, we're finding it today, Johnny, so you be ready.
Yeah, that's what everybody is saying. That guy the other night said, I know exactly where it is, and if I find it, I'm going to leave $200 there for the runner-up, and then if I don't find it, I'm going to find a random person and just give them $50. That's how confident I am, and nothing. We got nothing from the guy after that. So, and by the way, I asked Alexa today. I thought maybe she would know. She has no idea.
Alexa, Johnny. He read the clue to Alexa, Johnny.
That's awesome. We're desperate.
Oh, Johnny, thanks so much. It's a lot of fun, and thanks for providing that for people. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. You too.